What's going on, everybody? It's Physical Friday, and it has been an awesome 3 weeks of the CrossFit Open. It drew to a close, and we're looking at the Open Tom Rowland Podcast leaderboard. Thanks to everyone who joined. We got Patrick Benson, who wins. Builder Brock edges me out. I'm in third place. John Snipes, Mike Bartlett, Tom Wanasek, sorry, dude. I didn't mean to mispronounce your name. Pete Miller and Sam DeJong. And those are the people that were in the CrossFit Open and competed with us. It's really cool to see everybody's scores and what you were doing. That's awesome. If the CrossFit Games is your thing, that is amazing. That's fantastic. But you know what? It doesn't matter what your thing is, as long as you're getting out there and getting active and having a goal. That's one of the things that about the CrossFit Games, about the CrossFit Open, about signing up for a marathon, about signing up for a 5K, something that keeps your mind engaged and your body training for something. That's super, super, super important to me. Maybe it's important to you too, but I think that it definitely, for me, having something that I'm training for really, really helps to keep me on track in my diet, my sleep, my nutrition, in my training. And over the years, I mean, I've been doing this kind of stuff for the last 25 years, and it started out with marathons. And even before that, it was, you know, in high school sports, like you want to be the state champion, or you want to win a certain match, or you want to win a particular game, whatever. You're training for that. So all summer you're training, you're going to camps, you're doing whatever. Later in life, you don't have that opportunity. So you have to create that opportunity for yourself. And my first exposure to that was signing up for a marathon. And on the day that I signed up, I was like, okay, whoa, I'm going to have to really train for this, because now there's an end date, there's a time, there's a place, the pressure's on. So I have to get on this program and I have to get ready for the marathon. I loved it. I thought it was amazing. It brought back so many feelings of competitiveness in high school, and competitiveness, you know, just in my life. It's something that I really needed. And it's been fantastic. I have continued to add these little challenges, whatever they are. Some years they're very easy. Some years they're very hard. But it keeps me on track. And maybe that's something that you would also do well with, is to figure out how to find something that you're interested in, set a goal, and go for it. One thing that I wanted to talk about too on today's podcast is just the overall workouts on the CrossFit Games. And they did a very good job, in my opinion, of creating these workouts. We talked about them. They're referred to as 21.1 is the first workout. 21.2 is the second workout. 21.3 and 4 are in the third week, and you get places. So in my particular age group, there were 7,000 people in it, something like that. And you can see that each one of these people has done a different kind of result in these different workouts. So the guy that's winning, Simon Superman Wilson Story, that's quite a name, an Englishman, he got 37th in the first workout. He got 4th in the second workout. He got 18th in the third workout. And he got 14th in the fourth workout, so that his cumulative score is 73 points. The lower your score, the better you are doing. So he edged out everyone. The next score was 117 points, then 123, then 131, and it goes on down like that. I know that Simon Superman Wilson Story is a comp train athlete. So I see his name all the time on the leaderboard. The guy's legit. I see his scores. These are all consistent. James Grundler has done really well. Bill Grundler has won many, many times before. Bill Cilio, I've seen his name a bunch. And Bob Ruano, I've seen his name a bunch. So I know that these guys have been to the games before. The cream did rise to the top, right? But one thing that's interesting to see here is the importance of this last workout. So there's 7,000 people in this age division. And the importance of this last workout, which was a lift complex. So you did a deadlift, Then you put the weight down, you did a power clean. Then from there, you did a hang power clean and then a jerk. And you have to be able to complete that entire complex without putting the bar down and in a certain time period. So a good score is over 200. Here's a fourth place, 265 pounds. Dude's strong, real strong. And 260, there's a bunch of those in there. But the interesting thing about this is if you could just increase your weight by a pound or 2 pounds, you could make a big difference on the leaderboard. Now, if you look down here, I was following this for a while. And you look down here in 42nd place, and you have Kevin Koester. Kevin Koester got first place in the first workout. He got first place in the second workout. He got second place in the third workout. So by the time that he's about to start the fourth workout, he only has accumulated 4 points. He's killing everybody. And then he hits a 197 pounds on the last workout, and that is a 590th place. 197 pounds is respectable. It's not the best. It's not the worst. It's a respectable score. But that 590th takes him from killing everybody in the first three workouts and drops him down to 42nd place. That's how important that one was. And the same thing kind of happened to me. I was sitting in 23rd, 24th place, and that last workout was so incredibly important, and I did almost exactly the same as Kevin Koester there, and ended up in 121st place with 195 pounds right here. So I ended up 648th. So my score was 56th place, 174th place, 338th place, and then 648th place. That last one torpedoed my score. Torpedoed it. But it wasn't even, I don't know. I'm not making any excuses. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying the importance of that last workout, it was make or break. And it really rewarded people that are really strong, and it really hurt people that are kind of mediocre in strength. That's what I consider myself in against these people for sure. You got some guy that can do 275 pounds in that lift. I'm able to do 195. There's a big difference there. The person, if you were good at that workout, you were really rewarded. If you were mediocre, you were really punished. So that's what happened. But again, 121st place out of 7,000, I'll take it. The best I've done before is 124th. So this is my best open ever. So super happy about that. Constantly making improvements. And, you know, I don't really have any regrets. I did all these workouts more than once. And decided that that's my score, and I'm happy with it. So I am happy with it. The training has paid off, and I did the best that I've ever done. So success, right? So now what's next? And that's what this is about. What's next? I don't know what it is for me necessarily. I haven't really figured that out yet, but there will be something else. And the important thing is to identify that, put it on the calendar, and start training for it. And if you are like me and you benefit from having something to train for, then find it right away and put it on the calendar. And you know what? Send it to me. Let me know what it is. I'd like to know. You can text it at 305-930-7346. That's the text number. You get your new challenge. Tell, you know, one of the things that you need to do or any of us need to do to you know, be held accountable is to tell other people about it. You can use that text number as where you want to tell somebody. You can tell me what your challenge is. One of my challenges that I want to do in the future is run the Grand Canyon rim to rim to rim. So you start on one side of the Grand Canyon, you run down and up to the other side, and then back to the original starting place. And that that's a lifetime event for me. I would love to do that. And I'm working with Joe Hippensteel right now to rehab my calf so that I have no problem running that distance. And man, I hope we can do that next year, maybe. Rim to rim to rim. That's one that's on my list. All right. I hope that this has been a great week of training for you, training so that you can get out there and do the things that you want to do. And that happens right now. Today's Friday. Get out there. Have an awesome weekend. Go catch some tarpon. Go turkey hunting. Go do whatever you do in the springtime. Get outside and have some fun. And if you can do that with your family, even better. All right. Awesome. We'll talk to you later. See you.